Welcome to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Apofo, head pastor of Grace Hope Chapel. Do you need direction in life? Are you yearning for a closer walk with God? Are you desiring to be fruitful? The Word of God provides the answers. Feast on God's Word and let the grace of God envelop you as you listen to this life-changing message. Be blessed. Reaching out to the world with love, treating Christians for
and say, Father, tonight, speak to me in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's turn our Bible to Hebrews chapter number 7. Oh, because of time, let's jump, okay? I have a lot to say, but let's just jump and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let me just zoom into the main stuff and then we are off. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I believe, verse number 3. We'll come back to Hebrews when we have a lot of time subsequently. Making smart changes. Making smart changes. All right. Yes, let's look at the King James for this, please. All right, we are reading verse 3 to 5. Let's go. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, all right? For the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The question is, what are these strongholds? We quote it over and over again. What are these strongholds? Now the Bible says, casting down what? Imaginations. Everybody say imaginations. Imagination. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every what thought to the obedience of Christ. Now take note of the word imaginations and thought. Everybody say imaginations. And taught. Now, when we talk about spiritual warfare and warfare, we have all kinds of ideas. And most of the time, the whole thing is about the devil. But tonight, I want to change your mind a little bit as we talk about smart changes. Where the real war is, or what the real war is about. Hallelujah. Because most of us are ignorant. And when you see, when you're going to war and you don't understand the art of war, you'll be defeated. Can I say that again? In case you are going to war and you don't understand what it takes to fight, you'll be throwing your hands. That's why Paul says, I do not fight anyhow. I do not beat the air. You know, you can be fighting with an unknown and you're just throwing your hands. And then at the end of the day, he'll just hit you. Bam. And then you are off. Because you don't even understand who the real enemy is. Hallelujah. Now watch this. If you go to the Old Testament, you will notice that there were a lot of wars against the Philistines, against the Amalekites, every time. And it looks like God himself was actually fronting, because he would say, go, I will defeat them. He would give them battle strategies and all of that to defeat. In fact, he was called the God of hosts, or the God of the army of Israel. You know, so in the Old Testament, the war was a physical warfare. But along the line, God changed his strategy. Say his strategy. Now, that's what we're going to read in Hebrews chapter 8, but we'll take it another time. But you notice that in the Old Testament, it was physical law. Virtually, Moses carried the law, and it was this law that was guiding them. But in the New Testament, it's not the law that is physical. Bible says, I will write my law in your heart and in your mind. Amen? And so in the New Testament, God deals with our heart and our mind. Say, God deals with my heart and my mind. So it's not a physical weapon at all. The whole thing is now in your heart. God speaks to you with your eyes. I will write my laws in your heart and in your mind. So the real place God deals with us is our heart and our mind. But because the devil knows that God is now going to speak to us in our hearts and in our mind, he has also brought the warfare into our hearts and our minds. Can I talk to somebody here? Am I speaking to somebody here? You know, the devil is a very smart devil. Amen? The moment God changed the strategy from physical warfare to spiritual warfare, then the devil also started bombarding our hearts and our minds. So today, the Christian warfare, really, the real war is in your heart and in your mind. If you can win that war within, you can win the external war. Can I talk to somebody? So where the battle lies is not on any battlefield anywhere. The real battle is inside of you. That is why last week I said to make smart changes, you must start with internal changes. Internal changes. Once your heart and your mind are alert and in line with the Spirit of God, you can win every battle. But the enemy keeps bombarding us. When we look at the temptation of Jesus with the devil, we think it was the devil was standing here and Jesus was standing. No. Everything was happening in the mind of Christ. Everything was happening in the mind of Christ. The devil was just pushing ideas. If you are this, see, I'll give you this and that. All the suggestions were into your mind. This year, maybe I'll teach on the power of suggestion. Because the war is here. So here he says, we don't fight like the world fight. We don't use AK-47. We don't use all the physical war. No. Rather, the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Then he goes to explain the strongholds. He said, casting down of what? Imaginations, number one. Casting down what? Tell yourself, my challenge, my greatest warfare is with my imagination. Can I talk to somebody? Yesterday night when you were going to sleep, what were you thinking about? That's where the war is. So some of the gimmicks we do, sweat and all that, they are all fine. But the real war, I'm telling you, pulling down every, casting down imagination and every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought. Say my mind. Say my mind. My imagination. That's where the battle is. So if you can win the war over your mind, if you can sanctify your mind and get your mind aligned with the word of God, I can assure you, you will win every spiritual battle. So to make smart changes, we have said number one, you need to make what? Spiritual what? Change. S. The next one, the M, is to make what? Mindset what? Changes. Mindset. You've got to deal with your mind. You've got to deal with this thing. It is the most important organ. And the devil's greatest arsenal gets there in your mind. Suggests evil things to you. Say that thing. Go to that place. Watch that movie. Defy that. As I'm preaching right now, the devil can still suggest something to you. Look at that man. What does he think he is doing? Or even as I'm preaching right now, somebody's mind is not here. His mind is on something that happened somewhere. And that's all he's imagining. When people come to church and they are dancing, somebody is not praising God. She's looking at that sister and imagining things in his mind. Can I preach? So he said, casting down imagination. What is imagination? He's talking about wrong thoughts. Wrong thinking. It affects your life. Even the world knows that if you can change your mind, you can change your life. So when we talk about strongholds, please, not just demons, imaginations and thoughts. Imaginations and thoughts, they are the strongholds that are battling us and destroying us. And hey, some of us, our mind, that's what Paul said, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is lovely, whatever is excellent and praiseworthy, think on these things. Bring your mind to align on right thoughts. Because, look, you can always have a negative mind all the time. All the time. Always have a negative mind. The devil can always make your mind negative, programmed in the negative. So, when somebody has dressed like Pastor Kofi has dressed, you get something negative to say about it. If somebody walks past you and he doesn't greet you, instead of you to think that maybe the person is preoccupied with his own problems, you say, look at him, he's proud. That's why he didn't greet me. It's your imagination. It's your imagination. If a brother smiles with you once, twice, he loves me. Your mind, the problem is your imagination. He wants to propose to me, but he cannot. It's your imagination. A lot of us have wrong imaginations and wrong thoughts. And this is where the change must begin. Inside. And once that change is articulated, next week I can go to attitude with ease. Because your heart and your mind can affect your attitude. I don't have time tonight, but I want to share with you these wrong attitudes. I call them delusions. I call them delusions. A false belief that is not true, or a belief that is held with strong conviction despite superior evidence to the contrary. But in your mind, you believe it. In spite of every other thing that is happening that is showing that this is not. And I believe that these delusions are strongholds in our minds. And there are some people, your progress is tied down because of such wrong delusions. And I was reading this afternoon, I said, there are many types of delusions. Delusions of grandeur. Delusions of love. Many types. And tonight, if I can have time, I want to share with you 10 delusions church people have. Delusion number one. It's my own problem. No one can help me. No one cares. It's my problem. It's my own problem. And I'll solve it myself. No one can help me. Or nobody cares. Can you see? I'll handle it myself. And you have made it your mind so you won't talk to anybody. And the thing is eating you away. I am struggling with pornography. And yet, you feel that you can handle it alone and you don't want to talk to anybody. Until the thing destroys you or it gets to a point where you can't recover. Because you are deluded in thinking that no one cares. It's my life. Can you imagine the man in John chapter 5? Jesus walks up to him and gives him a simple question. Do you want to be made well? What should be the answer? Yes or no, I don't. Then he starts his narration. When the water is stirred, I have no one to help. Oh! Somebody is here to help. He said, I have no one. That's how some of us, our minds are programmed. So you are in church and something is eating you away and yet you've kept it to yourself. Listen, every change requires community. You need somebody else to help you to out of your kind of problem. It's not every problem, let me put it that way. Some problems require community. It's not every problem that you can solve it on your own. That is why God created us in a family. family, some people are experts than others in certain areas. But when you don't have insight into a certain area and you are being advised and you think that it's my life and I'll handle it my way, you are deluded. And it can eat you up and completely destroy you. And at that point, it becomes difficult for anybody to rescue you. Who said nobody cares? Who said that? Who said nobody cares? Have you made time to talk to somebody? Have you consulted someone? Have you shared your deepest? I can't trust anybody. If you can't trust anybody, nobody can trust you, my friend. Listen, people who often say, I can't trust anybody, they themselves have trust issues. Can I repeat that one? People who don't trust people are untrustworthy themselves. Full stop. So when you have people, everything, have you seen, watch their lives carefully. They have a problem. Amen? So please, get out of this man. I am myself. It's my life. It's not your life. If it happens to you, it happens to us. We are a family. We stand or sail or fall together. Am I speaking to somebody here? Don't get warped in your own world and say that this is my life. It's our life. We are in this together. God has made us a family. Check how many times in the New Testament the Bible talks about one another. One another. One another. We are brothers. Look at the prayer, the Lord's prayer. It's all plural, plural. Give us this day. Lead us not into the... Everything is plural. God created us into families. It's a spiritual family. Hallelujah. I see you trusting somebody and sharing your heart out and seeking. Sometimes, listen to me, I've noticed that there are some problems there. If you share with somebody, the person may not even have a solution. But by he listening alone is enough to get you out of it. Can I talk to somebody here? Just by listening alone, somehow you get to, this guy has been struggling with this. I'll be checking up on you from time to time. And you know the next call is coming from him to check how you are doing. You change. Put your hands together for the Lord. You change. Hallelujah. Amen. Second one, marriage will make me happy. The second delusion, marriage will make me happy. Especially marriage to a specific person, Ima or hell. Marriage will make me happy. It's a delusion. And when you are single, and we are telling you that marriage per se will not make you happy, you won't believe it. I remember when he was wearing white, blue, green. And I was looking at him, I was admiring him. I said, brother, enjoy this while it lasts. And sometimes when you are deluded to think that if I don't marry Mercy, I'll never be happy in life. Mercy or suicide. It's a delusion. Nobody in this world can make you happy. Apart from God Almighty. He himself is coming with a bag of problems. But a luggage of problems, looking for somebody to weigh it down. But nothing that is said to a single person will make the person believe that marriage will not make him happy. Per se. Marriage alone. The fact that, pa-na-na-na-na, pa-na-na-na, you are coming, pa. You think that, and they live ever happily ever after. And they live happily ever after. It's in the books. It's only theories. Then another delusion, which is very close to this. This is not number three, number two still. America or hell. America or die. I've got to go to this country. I had a vision and I was in Saskatchewan. So you would do everything on earth. One America this year, they were disappointing me. It's a delusion. Who said,
Go look at America. Look at people who are homeless in America. But your mind can be set in a certain way. It's a stronghold. Go and see people and see Bonpiso. They are enjoying far better.
Yesterday I saw something. Somebody sent me something on. Forgot it. The president, is it Uruguay president? I'm told he's the poorest president in the whole world. Yeah, and he uses Tafre. BT. He has a small house. Only two police people are guarding it. Yeah. And he says that he doesn't understand why people say he's poor. Because he's all right. He is very happy with his two small cars with two policemen guarding him. He's okay. You can have anything. You are not happy. It's a choice. It's a choice. But you see, you can program your mind that if I don't travel, I can never progress in life. So there are some people all through their life, like when we started the year, like they said, their goal is, how many connection men can I meet so I can get to America? Oh, that's all their goal. 31st, and when we are praying, everything is about traveling. Yeah. So please don't have a warped mind saying that if this thing doesn't happen this time, this year, if it's not coffee, it won't happen. Don't do that. You will just destroy your beautiful life. God is God. Bible says, as far as the heavens are above the earth, so are his ways and his thoughts above our thoughts. Watch him turn your life around. Rest in God. Rest in God and in his promise. Money will solve all my problems. Delusion number one. Money will solve all my problems. And we quote scriptures like, money answereth all things. When we don't understand that scripture. The original meaning says, when it comes to parties. When it comes to parties, money answereth all things. That's the meaning of that verse. If you are throwing a party, money can do everything for the party. High chairs, bike car, whatever you want for the party can happen. But not for life. It doesn't answer all things. If it did, see the Hollywood stars. Please, see the Hollywood stars. See how many of them had the end. Check the profile of broken marriages. Then you will understand that money does not answer all things. Not at all times. In fact, it looks like the more money you have, the more problems you have. Unhappier you may become. And yet somebody's goal in life and mindset, I've got to make money. I'm young. Come to church. Join a department. Go on, join it. My goal is to make money. Go ahead. Bible said they were craving for meat, the Israelites. And when they got it, it became maggots in their mouth. Let's pursue things which are of eternal value. Occasionally when I go near them, I can see people who are miserable. You can virtually tell emptiness. And you with your coffee, Brookman and Granos, you are far happier. You draw near to them, you will see emptiness. Number four, no one else can do it apart from me. No one else can do it apart from me. It's a great delusion. I will leave and we will see. Leave and let's see. If I leave the company, really? It will go on. The company will go on. If I will get better. But when you are deluded, you think that you are the only person who is a wrong mindset. Please. Jesus said, if you stop praising me, I will raise up stones. See, but you can genuinely be deluded and think that the way I'm preaching, the way you are preaching, others will come, the preaching they will preach. And so never ever think under any circumstance that you are the only person
who can do whatever God is giving you the privilege to do. See it as a great, great privilege. And humble yourself and do it. And do it with energy and strength. Do it and say, Lord, I thank you for giving me the privilege. Because you'll be very surprised. The moment Judas died, Peter got up. He says, his office, let another take. His office, they were casting ballots. Immediately, his office, let another take. Many options. Choose Matthias and this, let's cast lots. They have many options. And do you know, whilst they were choosing, God was also choosing Saul of Tarsus to replace. Yeah. So don't ever think, my friend, please, wherever, however God is using you, hey, God will raise another generation. Don't forget Elijah. He started complaining, one to God say, go and anoint three different people with your anointing. Jehu, another one, Amaziah, I said, and Eleazar. Yeah, go anoint them and let them continue with their work. And you go to your hometown and sleep. And Elisha did double. But he was there, pam, pam, I'm the only one. You are the only one what? What? It's just an honor God is giving you. To serve in a capacity. To work for him, to do whatever. So don't get angry. I love a scripture in the Ecclesiastes. It says, when the king's anger comes against you, do not leave post. Don't leave post. I have stopped. Hey, they'll replace you tomorrow. And they will forget you immediately. And they will write out all your good things. They'll write it out. Yeah. So a lot of things we have created in our minds, they are wrong. You have to reprogram your mind. Seeing girls who are pretty, when they are 25, 26, people are proposing to them, they are doing, I don't like who wears glasses. I don't like those who wear shoes. Who do you think you are? And then when they get to 30, they start panicking. Because you'll be surprised that now nobody even saying hi. You'll be very surprised. With all your prettiness, you'll be shocked. So don't be, if somebody comes to propose to you and you don't love him, respectfully say, my dear, next time. And listen, it's not funny, listen. And don't talk, don't gossip about it. This one, he came to pray. He doesn't check himself. Hey, next 5 years, you will see the person and be surprised at what mercy has done in his life. Yeah. Be surprised. You'll be surprised. So I'm talking to everybody. If you're a wife, don't think. You know, Christian women can sometimes... There is no divorce in the house of God. So, one day, the man will say, and then the Muslim say, what can you do to me? God can beat me and let me see. Beat me. What can you do? The day that he comes to his limit, he walks out and that's the end. So please, let's get said delusions out of our mind. Let's change our mind. Bible says we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. Keep changing your mind about ideologies and ideas that are not real. Am I speaking to somebody here? Hello, number what? I have to rush out now. Number what? I am right. Everybody is wrong. There are some people, when they are going the wrong way, they believe they are right and every other person is wrong. Or even some pastors, they believe that their preaching is the most downloaded from heaven. Every other preaching is wrong. Or their church is the best or the only church people must go. Why? It's a delusion. Delusion of grandeur. This one is called delusion of grandeur. superior. You feel you are superior than anybody. Everybody's wrong. And such people, when you are advising the people, say, no, you are wrong. No, you say, no, I'm right. And this person will come and speak to you. Think about it again. He said, no, I'm right. I think I'm right. That's why the Bible says, the multitude of counsel, there is what? Safety. Even if you feel right about something, and especially people who are around you, who care about you, are saying, look at this again. Kongkom namae. Kongkom namae. Kongkom. You won't hear anything. I'm right. Everybody is wrong. Wisdom doesn't lie in only one head. My time is almost up. It's sad, but I have to close. I see this thing. Come again. I see this thing happen all the time. All the tarry service. Someone say tarry service. But I see you changing your mind about many things. Hallelujah. As I see you changing your mind about many, let me end at point six. This can never happen to me. This can never, not me. Hey, is it her? How could she do that? Me, this can never happen to me. You are deluded. Completely deluded. When you see things happen to people, pray for mercy. Pray for mercy for yourself. You can never tell. The world you is never say never. This can never happen to me. How could he allow such a thing? Do you know the demon that was fighting him? Do you know the principality? Do you know? You watch the person say, when some people die early, people say his life has been cast. Your Bible says, with long life will he satisfy. Hey, be careful. There are more righteous people than you who died earlier, far earlier. Died far earlier. Just mercy that you didn't get an accident and die. You can die. Oh, you can die. There's a bishop in London, in Nigeria. On the day of his ordination, the building collapsed and killed 320 people. Mercy. Mercy. So in life, there are many things we can't explain. So my brother, just when you see something, you just say, Lord, be merciful and be gracious to me. Don't say, she is proud. That's why her husband is leaving her. Don't say it. You have never married a controversial man before. How many people, their mind is changing today? Yeah. Be transformed by the renewal of it. So every time you've got to be changing your mind about things, as you read the Bible, as you study life and the history of life, It can never. It's a delusion. It's a real delusion. That is why here we believe in mercy and grace. That's all. No formula to this world that we are living in. Many things don't make calculative, analytical sense. Many things, I'm telling you. Many, even those who prosper, it's not, say, I work very hard, that's why I prosper. Really? I will show you people who work harder 10 times you. And they have very little to show. But even your ability to work hard is the grace of God. Am I preaching to somebody here? And so I'm talking to us today so that we can renew our mind. I keep changing my mind about a lot of things with the passage of time. Especially as you grow. As you grow in life. Many things I have preached, I'll never preach them again. Oh yeah. I never preached when I was young. Hey, I could preach some things. I won't preach them again. I keep it to myself. Because I have seen that there is more to this life. More.
Can I be happy to you? Lift your hand and say, Father, changing my mindset. I'm changing my thinking according to your word.
For listening to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Ampofor, Head Pastor of Grace Hills Chapel. We believe you've been blessed. For this and more life-changing messages, please make a date with us every Monday to Friday from 11:40 a.m. to 12 noon on Spirit 88.3 FM. We invite you to worship with us at Grace Hills Chapel next to Osada House, Edum. Our first service is at 7 a.m. and our second service is at 9 a.m. on Sundays. For more information, please call us on 0264-203040 or 0322-191766 or email us at adumfie@gmail.com. We'll love to hear from you. It's your season of grace.